And I hate to talk about the election because we got a bigger ambition, way, way bigger. But I just want to mention, because it's all I hear when I come in here, it seems, that nothing gets distributed over the media, progressive, quote unquote, or not, that has not been vetted. So if they're pushing Bernie Sanders and trashing Hillary, that's not by accident. I'm sure they have. Well, let's don't go too far into this. We got our own focuses here. But suffice to say, if they could have seen Barack Obama coming, they would have pulled out the stops even more so. You know, they got it honed to a fine art, this matter of fixing elections and throwing up barriers to voting and rigging the machines. The fact that it's even privatized, the submission and count of the vote, should tell us all we need to know about this ain't no democracy, right? And that's just one example of many. But despite all their rigging and their criminal impeding of folk getting to those machines, Barack won anyway. What does it tell you that they're trying to defeat Hillary? It's that they got some plans. They are trying to install a global system, and they don't want the U.S. to offer any impediments to their global ambition, which having Hillary in office would do. And not wanting to get into Bernie, but I don't think there's a snowball's chance in hell that that this man would get elected, survive, whatever. They want that office. And the fact that they are afraid of Hillary is actually sufficient reason for me. So, but again, our ambition is way bigger, way, way bigger than fixing the state. Fixing the state is fixing for the state, for power, our cage, making it nicer and tighter so that they don't have to fear us. Let's don't get distracted. But if you must, if we must ensure that a Republican does not get in office, please weigh strategically what would that mean in terms of your participation.